hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am back from vacation. Yes, and please stop with the emails. These emails that say, Greg, you are actually taking a vacation from doing Scuba Radio. Whoa, what kind of crap is that? Look, I get it. I have a good gig, and, you know, don't hate me for it. Don't be a hater. But believe it or not, I have to get away every now and then to clear my mind of all things diving, because it's constantly on the mind. And, you know, it's all good. You know, look, I'm not going to complain. I'm not complaining. But every once in a while, I got to take a break, do a little family time, and went up to West Virginia. And, you know, last time I did this was on a cruise. I was in Cozumel. And sure enough, a listener came up to me in Cozumel when I'm surrounded by family. And the first thing he says, God bless him, he just says, hey, Greg, you're Greg the Dive Master. Where's Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, dude? Woo! And I'm like, yo, dude, family is here. And thank goodness the wife was out of earshot at that particular moment. It would have been all right, but I was kind of like, look, you know, I started thinking about it, and after that week, I came back on the air, and Bill was here, and I explained the situation. I said, look, guys, if you see me out in public, I am so happy to be
recognized.
I mean, it's nice, and you know, I'm more than
More than willing to let people buy you a drink.
Exactly, free beers are always the way to get my attention for sure.
And you want to talk to people. It's not that you feel you're too good for your listeners.
Not at all.
You're too good to take us on your trips with you, but you're not too good for us.
Right.
If we happen to find our way to where you are on our own.
Look, I'm always happy to be recognized when it's not from somebody who says, I owe you money.
Good. So, that's a good point.
So, you know, it's a very nice thing. And doing Scuba Radio over the years, so we've had our share of notoriety, I guess. And it's always cool to be, you know, someone to come up and say hi and listen, or I think you suck. You know, either way, it's all good. Good publicity, bad publicity, why not? But when I'm doing a family thing, the first thing out of your voice, or out of your
pie hole.
Yeah. Shouldn't be, oh, dude, where are the mermaids? You know, or, hey, where's the model, Greg?
See, one of the things which a lot of people get confused on, they say, how can Mrs. Greg the Dive Master allow Greg
tolerate
to go on all these trips, always leaving town with mermaids and with Brazilian swimsuit models?
Yes.
And here's the facts, folks. He doesn't remind her every time that that's who he's going with. He just says, I gotta go.
It's a need-to-know basis.
I don't want to have to go. I don't want to have to go to Hawaii. I don't want to have to go to Australia and dive the Great Barrier Reef.
But that's my job.
I've got to. I mean, unfortunately, it falls to me.
And she is totally cool with that. She totally understands, and she doesn't listen. So thank God for that, too, because it heads off a lot of potential arguments.
When you say she doesn't listen, you mean she doesn't listen to the program.
Well, no, actually, I don't.
You don't listen.
Right.
But she doesn't listen to the program.
But we covered this a few weeks ago after I did that little situation in Cozumel.
Exactly.
And you know, and since then it's been we've had no problems. But lo and behold, I go to West Virginia.
West by God, Virginia.
Yeah, and I go to West Virginia.
Which, by the way, really is a good place to get away from diving. If you're looking for a place to get away from diving, West Virginia was a pretty good shot.
But lo and behold, sure enough, there's divers everywhere.
Of course.
And there were divers in West Virginia. They saw me wearing a Scuba Radio t-shirt and started asking questions.
And no pants, and they guessed it was you.
Well, no. But the guy came up to me. And he goes, "Hey, yeah, you're Craig the Dive Master, and you know I'm standing around the family and stuff." And I'm like, "Okay, yeah." He goes, "Hey, where's Bill the producer?" Because I thought for sure he's going to bring up the mermaids. I'm like, "Hey, where's Bill the producer? He's got a pretty mouth."
Yeah, well, it's nice to know that I'm appreciated in West Virginia.
You recognize someone. Actually, you know, asked me
not
about
someone who plays enough attention, who pays enough attention to the
he
program.
He was rather a burly, attractive young man, actually. No, he was in his probably 50s now that I think about it. But
that's nice.
Kind of tubby and had a kind of like Grizzly Adams kind of a look. But
and a hook for a hand. No, the thing is that if you listen to the show regularly, you would realize that if you saw Greg, you would not see me. We are actually the same person.
What? No, that is not true.
We are the same person.
Don't start these ugly
rumors.
The
reason that Bill the producer never gets to go anywhere is because I am also Greg the Dive Master.
What? What kind of rumors are you trying to start here?
We are an alter ego of each other. I'm not sure which one of us is the superhero, but one of us is.
Yeah, which one is on the dark side? Which one's, I don't know.
I am Bizarro Greg Holt. My entire commute for a month is within a mile and a half of my house.
So that makes me the normal one.
No. That makes you the one that gets to go to Hawaii, you bastard.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. You know, I didn't have a problem with that. If you want to come up to me and the first thing you want to ask me about is Bill the producer when family's around, that's A-okay. I appreciate that much more than, "Hey, we're the mermaid, woohoo!" Yeah, that may not go over quite as well. So, the wife heard that, and she's just like, "Wow, yeah, Bill has his fan base."
Wow, that's hard.
Yeah, that would have been nice, but it was more like, "Wow, he's hot. He's hot." It's really, I can't even do that. They talk so low in West Virginia.
Yeah.
They have that old Neil Watson kind of voice. Yeah. He's in bridge.
That's what happens when you get weaned off of the bottle with moonshine.
Yeah.
That's what'll happen. Your voice will drop a few octaves.
That could be. That could be what it is. But God bless them. That, you know, spending a week up in West Virginia and doing a little whitewater rafting. We had a mud obstacle course that we went through. It was kind of like living out your own little, you know, survivor challenge.
Okay.
But it was like a mud pit, and we had to go up and over logs, down through crappy, dirty water.
Was this like Wipeout? Only filthy dirty?
Yeah, I got bruises and scratches all over me.
Nice.
Good times.
Don't show me.
Good times. And then not to mention, you know, all the nieces and nephews and cousins and things and... And little Finn, 5-year-old Finn, would come up to me, and he'd kind of wrestle with evil Uncle Greg, you know?
Evil Uncle Greg.
Yeah, and he had to move.
Okay. Is this a stopper? This is something that will really level the playing field?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, when he came up to me and he'd go, "Wiener!" I'm like, "Whoa, where'd you learn that move, you little brat?" Thank God I have... reflexes like a panther, and I was able to protect myself.
That's right, to get those taekwondo moves.
Exactly. And I was
so you
able
did a little
to...
crouching tiger hidden wiener.
Yes. It was
sounds dirtier than I meant it to be.
Yeah, good times with the family.
Yes,
nothing like a little trip to West Virginia to bring out the redneck in you.
Nice.
So yeah, I kind of, you know, became one with my redneck. background and had a good time. But, you know, it was all good. Now, coming up, we got some big trips. We're just a couple weeks away from going to Dominica.
Nice.
Dive Fest, you talked to Simon last week
about
it, right?
We talked to Simon, and I'll tell you, this is the very first time that I've ever talked to Simon about Dive Fest where I have not at least twice called the island Dominatrix, and I was very proud of myself for being able to do that last week.
Well, since you did that, did he invite you to the event?
That I would be more than welcome to get my own plane flight and get my own accommodations and come over. He said there was plenty of room.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right, well, there you go.
You've trained them well.
You got your invite now.
Yeah.
And if that weren't enough, we got our live aboard trips with Explore Adventures, our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruises in August and September. The dates are right there at scubaradio.com or go to exploreadventures.com and tell them you went on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips. Clay going to join us on the show today and talk about some specials. These are demo weeks, by the way, where you can play with some new underwater cameras from Olympus, high-definition underwater video cameras from Bonica, and also we have some dive computers and things from Oceanic and Aries.
If you have ever been to any of those events at a dive shop or maybe a dive site, I know they do it a lot of inland dive sites. They do these demo days where the manufacturer comes out and they let you try the equipment. That's kind of fun, but I got to tell you what, being on a liveaboard boat for a week and getting to do 3, 4, 5 dives a day and getting to get real comfortable with the equipment so that you know what you like about it and you know what you use the equipment for, that is, I think that by itself, above and beyond the diving, above and beyond the food, above and beyond the fact that your accommodations are within 40 steps of the dive platform, make a liveaboard dive trip worth it. Every penny.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're just adding a little icing to the cake. I mean, whether or not you had all this extra stuff we bring to the table, a part of the trip or not, just the adventure alone of going out on one of these Explore Adventure liveaboards is well worth the price of admission, trust me, as Bill just pointed out.
Absolutely the best value in diving, period.
No doubt. And the stuff we throw into the mix is just, it really is a pretty cool bonus.
It's kind of a payoff for the fact that Greg will be there.
Exactly. It's for putting up with our shenanigans. We pay you off handsomely with demos and giveaways and things like that. So that's what will be happening in August and September. And once again, we'll talk to Clay from Explore Adventures on some other specials they're offering as far as pricing and things like that and deals for dive shops and small groups. This is a big announcement today about small groups on the Explore Venture liveaboards, not just for dive shops, but for individuals. And I'll leave it at that for now because We got a big announcement on today's show to make after the break. We have kicked it up a notch in the whole internet world, or I guess jumped on the whole...
This is bigger news than you can tease properly, I think.
You think?
You have stepped not just into the 21st century, but you have stepped beyond into the 21st and a half century.
Tweet, tweet. I'll leave it at that.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Captain, we are being hailed.
And yes, it is Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We have gone high tech.
And I think that this rejoin really absolutely crystallizes what you've managed to do here, Greg. You have leapt. It is a quantum leap for this program. We have gone from being a program which was available on terrestrial radio in one market in Orlando.
Yep.
And now can be heard anywhere on the planet and, in my belief, the solar system.
Yeah, I kind of wonder about that, actually, sometimes. You know, will Scuba Radio possibly be the first thing that makes contact with the alien races?
It is the thing that I think has the best chance of being understood.
Good point.
You know, they'll look at us and they'll say, why isn't this entire planet devoted to things like scuba diving since two-thirds of the surface is covered with water?
That's the first place they're going to look for life, is in the water.
Absolutely.
And they're not going to go, where are the peeps? Where are the people? Oh, well, they're not there.
Where's the intelligent life on this planet?
Well, they're talking about it.
Yes. We can hear them.
We hear them. They don't seem that intelligent, but at least they're talking. They're talking about it. But you know, all the technology is what Bill's talking about. You know, we have our network of radio stations on Business Talk and Lifestyle Radio Talk Network, and 40 stations thereabouts. And then, of course,
streamed live
and archived at scubaradio.com. You can subscribe to the iTunes thing there for your iPod. We've jumped on the Twitter bandwagon. We're tweeting. Now, what this means is anybody's guess, but I am prepared to tweet today live on Scuba Radio. Now, if you want to follow our tweets along, all you got to do is go to twitter.com/scuba radio, and you become a follower. So this is our first step into the whole Jim Jones type of
enjoy the Kool-Aid.
Welcome to our the Scuba Radio
our
cult.
Our family.
Yes, that's what we're going to call it. And this way, you will be able to follow what we do 24/7 as much as we want to tweet. And so, but here's the problem, Bill. I'm prepared to tweet, but I'm not sure what I should tweet.
My suggestion?
Yeah.
I think I saw a tuba diver.
How do you spell all that?
I don't know. We'll have to talk to Tweety Bird.
You know what? We could rely on the phone. 888.
That is last century's technology. The phone, pshaw, I say.
888-88-SCUBA. Maybe we should just open up the phone lines and ask people.
If you still have a phone,
please use it and tell us what we should tweet.
Number's so long for those of you who still have rotary dials.
Because I could tweet and say, we're on the air right now.
Hey, why don't you tweet, call us on the phone.
call us.
We're live. 888-88-SCUBA.
We actually already have followers. We just launched this thing, and there's already a bunch of followers
good.
On here.
That's fantastic. Best thing I've ever heard is that you already have disciples.
Is it disciples, followers, family, or stalkers? And we welcome all. We don't care. Whatever you call yourself, join our little tweet thing.
It will be a treat to listen to your tweet.
Twitter! Yes.
That seemed very manly.
Yes, well,
and out of character.
Well, they do a little spoof of that on the Conan show, on the Tonight Show.
Ah, the Conan show, the tall redheaded man.
Yeah, Coco.
I've heard of him.
Coco Puff. Is what they're calling him now. But anyway, you would know this if you were a Twitter guy, because that's how I think it started there at tweeting. So, yeah, we're trying to figure out what to do. We're tweet enabled now at Scuba Radio, but
we're twitastic. We're a pair of tweets. Twits?
But I'm not sure what I want to tweet. That's the thing. I just don't know what we should be tweeting. I mean, of course, we can share.
We could be talking about what subjects we're going to be talking about on our tweet.
Well, we could do that.
That would be silly.
Or we could share some of the tidbits about our scuba cruises and the trips that we're going on and where we've been and that kind of thing. And I'm sure that's what we'll end up doing. But as of this particular moment in time, I'm not sure I understand what exactly we should be tweeting.
On your tweet.
What do you want to know?
On your Twitter tweet, you should tweet, we're talking about Twitter on scubaradio.com.
We're
talking about Twitter.
So a little mess with their mind kind of thing?
Yes. It will be one of these circular logic things which will actually make their cell phones implode.
All right. I'm getting a headache. So we're going to talk about great white sharks next, and whether we tweet at the same time, we'll have to figure. Can I tweet and talk at the same time? Let me try.
You can barely talk.
My name is Greg the Stink Dive Man. Yeah, yeah.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We start. started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
I did it. I just tweeted. I swear I did it. I am Greg the Tweetmaster. That's what I am. I'm Greg the Tweetmaster. I feel special.
I can't wait till October when we do Trick or Tweet.
Yes, welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Matthew's going to help us out on what to tweet.
I'm not 100% sure he's completely on the tweet topic.
No.
But he does have a scuba-related question.
Okay,
which
fair
I think
enough.
You would love to have on.
Well, we're going to talk about great white sharks, and do they hunt like serial killers? How are they similar? There's actually some scientist.
They all have middle names.
That believes that great white sharks and serial killers hunt the same. That's
the
new theory.
Great white shark. They have a middle name, just like all serial killers.
Great.
Middle name is white.
Okay, let's just go back to tweeting. Matthew, welcome to Scuba Radio. How can I help you, my friend?
Well, first off, I'm tweet-free, so I'm not a tweeter at all.
You're not a tweeter. You haven't converted yet.
No. I don't see that happening. But my question is, I read the book, and I listened to this the book on CD for Shadow Divers, and I know that the movie was supposed to come out this year. Do you know anything about this movie?
Actually, I do. John Chatterton and Richie Kohler, good friends of Scuba Radio, that this book was written about, and I check in with John and Richie periodically. Last I heard, it is still in the works. As with any movie project, when it comes to Hollywood, these things go through multiple scripts and then they change directors and producers and blah blah blah.
Brad Pitt is so hard to get a hold of. Of course, he'll be playing John.
Yeah, that's what John has said.
Yes,
or no? Maybe that's Richie. Maybe that's the problem. They can't decide which character Brad's going to play. But
they're going to get Ed Norton. He's going to play them both.
Yeah. Now, last I spoke to him, it is still in the works, Matthew, and it's just one of those things that takes time. So it's still the option is open for them to make it into a movie, and they're trying to move ahead. I think John told me the last time I spoke to him about it, that they were hoping to start something towards the end of summer, but you never know. You just don't know. But does that help a little bit?
Actually, you know what? On the internet, it says that it's going to be released this summer, so I guess, yeah, that does help. I shouldn't be looking for it anytime soon then.
Well, there you go. There you go. He may know something.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You got here, portable shark or a monkey cage?
Anti-shark cage.
Anti-shark cage. You go inside the cage. Cage goes in the water. You go in the water. Shark's in the water. Our shark. Farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu, you ladies of
whose fame. For we've received orders for to sail back to Boston, and so nevermore shall we see you again.
Oh, yeah. Classic scene from the movie Jaws. Only appropriate since we got a new story that came out this week. Headline, great white sharks hunt like serial killers. That's the theory from a shark scientist. Whether he's just looking for headlines is anybody's guess. But here's the theory, according to him. Great white sharks have some things in common with human serial killers.
I'm telling you, middle names.
A new study says they don't attack at random, but stalk specific victims lurking out of sight. They hang back and observe from not too close, not too far, strategically hunting and learning from previous attempts, according to a study Journal of Zoology.
Just so I understand, they're claiming that because over the course of hundreds of millions of years, this creature, which has practically not changed since dinosaurs roamed the planet, are like serial killers because they learn hunting techniques and they attack via ambush.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's nice work.
Well, there's some strategy going on,
of course,
says the co-author. And they evidently observed 340 great white shark attacks off the islands of South Africa. And it's more than sharks lurking at the water waiting to go after them. The sharks feeding would hover just out of sight from the seals and watch them for a while. And then they would go after the seals as soon as, you know, they got comfortable or they ventured too far away.
If I can throw this out there, that the reason the shark is lurking and the reason the shark is hiding so that the seals don't see them is because the shark wants to eat. When an animal kills another animal for food, that is not the same as a serial killer killing someone for sport. It's for food. It's how they eat. They're predators.
Okay, so that's the one difference that makes them different from serial killers. That and they're fish and sharks.
Yeah. Yeah, that and that they're fish. That and that it's the cycle of life. And yes, if you're going to be a successful marine creature and you're going to exist as a species for 200 million years or 500 million years or however long sharks have been around, you're going to learn a thing or two, a trick that makes those delicious sausages possible.
A seal sausage? Really?
I got to tell you what, you see a sea lion on a little ice floe and it looks like a tasty snack.
Well, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I hear a note of sarcasm in your voice, Bill.
My sarcasm is that I'm afraid that government money was used for this stupid study.
Yeah. At least he got a free trip out to watch great white sharks in South Africa.
Something like that.
And had to come up with something quick.
No offense.
Something that'll get headlines, guys. Come on, give me something.
No offense, Dr. What's-His-Name, but since you probably haven't studied serial killers, just sharks, I think you're making a leap there.
No, he read a book on serial killers and then made the connection, see?
I understand now. It makes perfect sense.
Dan Tipp is next. Stay close.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Being a diver has its rewards, like getting discounts on the latest oceanic gear just for sharing the underwater world with your friends and family. In fact, every time you refer a friend who signs up for a scuba class at an authorized oceanic dealer, each of you will be rewarded with $50 off oceanic gear. There's no limit to the savings you can enjoy. The more you refer, the more you save. Find the oceanic dealer near you and get all the details at oceanicworldwide.com. Reward yourself, reward your friends with oceanic dive gear at oceanicworldwide.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at bahamasdiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 406. The following is more of a warning than a tip. Beware the fearsome King Kong. He is slowly terrorizing the sea floor at a rate of 2 inches every month.
And that snail was about to charge.
To please the gods, we'd sacrifice a virgin, but we couldn't find any on our boat.
For 15 years, she kept her virginity. Not a bad record for this vicinity.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, a COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Jeff?
Going great, Greg. What are you up to?
Just checking a dive report.
Dive charter?
Stock market.
Ouch.
Yeah, well, it's the pain we're all feeling these days.
Yeah, but happily, it doesn't mean the end of diving.
That's the great part about water, water everywhere. Find a puddle big enough and you can dive.
You said it. I've talked to a lot of divers lately who aren't skipping a single dive. They're just enjoying them a little closer to home.
There's a lot of great diving to be done at a local level, even if you're not living in Florida.
That's a true statement. But just because you're diving local doesn't mean you can be lazy about your diving habits.
Do tell.
Even if you're diving a site that's your second home, you still need to do all the planning and preparation you'd do if you were going on a trip.
Such as?
Start with the site. Think through what kind of dive you'll be doing and what the conditions will be. It might be a quarry with a significant depth or temperature challenges, or visibility that's a little different than you've seen in a while. You could be diving a lake where there are topographical conditions of which you need to be aware. Or maybe you're lucky enough to be living in a coastal region, in which case you need to be familiar with some of the specifics of shore diving and local marine life.
I see what you mean.
Every dive has a unique set of conditions you need to consider. Take some time to get a layout of the site, remind yourself about landmarks you'll use for navigation, what the potential hazards are, that sort of thing.
And once you've acquainted yourself with the site and plan to dive?
Go through your gear and make sure it's ready for it. Has it been serviced and properly maintained? Do you have proper exposure protection? Are there any accessories you need, like a dive reel or dive light?
How about emergency procedures?
Absolutely, you should think about them. Are you familiar with the local procedures? Do you have emergency oxygen on hand, and do you know where it is? Is there staff on site to assist in an emergency, or are you on your own? And if you will be the responsible person, are you up to date on your emergency training?
What about you as a diver?
That's as important a piece as any. Are you physically fit enough to be diving? Are you mentally prepared to do the dive?
It sounds like even if you've cut the travel budget, you can't cut corners.
That's the truth. A common mistake a lot of divers make is that when they stay close to home and dive a familiar site, they get complacent. It's human nature, and we all get complacent from time to time, in and out of the water. But not taking the time to plan and prepare for a dive properly, even on a site you know really well, can be the difference between a safe dive and a bad day.
So the good news is that no matter what the economy is doing, there's no reason to quit diving. And the better news is that all the rules we apply when we do the travel and adventure diving still apply and keep us safe, even when we're in our own backyard.
And those are the kind of dives that'll make you happy every time.
Local diving offers a lot of adventure and opportunity to sharpen your skills. But just because you're local doesn't mean you can be lazy. No matter where you plan to submerge, take the time to do it right. Plan and prepare each dive thoroughly, regardless of where you are or how many times you've been there. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And you know, Divers Alert Network does a lot of great things. Not only keeping us safe with their hotline and, you know, the dive insurance and all that kind of stuff you get with membership, but they've actually launched a campaign with the DEMA organization that will start taking place here in a couple weeks throughout Florida about lobster mini season, which is July 29th, Wednesday and Thursday, July 29th and 30th. And, you know, every year we have a problem in Florida with divers coming down to Florida and going to catch these Florida spiny lobsters during mini season, this little mini sports season before the main season opens up for all divers and the commercial lobster industry. And, you know, it's a madhouse of divers, you know, when you get down to South Florida, especially and throughout the Keys. And we always have a problem where there'll be a diver or two that is really rusty because they haven't dove in a year or so, and something happens, their equipment wasn't maintained properly, their skills are not up to date, whatever the case may be. I was on a dive boat once for mini season, probably about 5 years ago, and a couple guys came down from North Carolina, God bless them, really nice guys. But they weren't wearing a wetsuit. They were wearing like a old mechanic jumpsuit as a wetsuit. And when I saw that, I was like, these guys haven't been in the water lately, is my guess. And sure enough, they left stuff on the bottom. They were just making a mess of things.
Wrenches?
They didn't use wrenches as opposed to tickle sticks. But that would have been, I wouldn't have been that surprised if they would have done so. But the point was they were definitely a little rusty on their dive skills. They ended up leaving their bag of lobster that they had caught on the bottom. They didn't get it back to the surface. So it's just one of those things where, you know, you need to brush up on your skills. You need to get your equipment checked out and keep yourself out of trouble. And also in the process, you know, your actions reflect on everybody else that does it well and responsibly as well. And that's what Dan has got together with DEMA to produce these little 30-second public service announcements that is going to air on TV across Florida here in a few weeks to promote dive safety during lobster mini season. I think it's a very nice a gesture on their part and a good campaign. Just a friendly reminder that if you're going to go out and go after these lobsters, which is just a ball, it's a great time indeed, that you should be responsible, you should respect the environment, and you need to take care of yourself and make sure you're not putting yourself in a situation that could get yourself in trouble from a dive safety standpoint. So hats off to DEMA. Hats off to Divers Alert Network for putting that little campaign together. Matter of fact, Jeff Myers, he was filming that TV spot at that video shoot that I was on site with him a few weeks ago.
Right.
So, and by the way, they have yet to give me any of that footage of me puking. That was my scene. I got to puke 5 times on camera. So I don't know what to say. They're holding it back. They're holding it back, waiting for something, but they have yet to give me that so I can put it up at scubaradio.com. But they shot it, and I don't know. Maybe it's ended up on the cutting room floor, you think, Bill?
Well, it may have ended up on the cutting room floor. However, since things are digital, this is the beauty of things on the cutting room floor
they
in
just
this
deleted
digital
it.
Age. Just deleted. It's just a history. It's just a... And then it was gone.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to see. But
or not see, as the case may be.
Well, maybe. But it happened, I swear. More information about DEMA and the DEMA show next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
scuba, 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 ooba. Scuba, dooba, ooba, hobba. Scuba. Scuba dive.
All right, so the DEMA show, and by the way, I keep, sometimes I throw this stuff out there, and not everybody understands or is caught up with the, you know, these little acronyms we throw out in the dive industry, but DEMA, Diving Equipment and Marketing Association, largest dive trade show in the world. It'll be in Orlando this year, the first week of November. There's been some behind-the-scenes industry chatter online the last few months about the show. You know what? That's a good question. I don't know. I just started tweeting yesterday, so I'm going to say no.
Okay.
But there has been some chatter online, forums and things like that, scuba board, whatever. And, you know, one of the things they've been talking about amongst the board of directors and some of the industry insiders is whether DEMA should be opened up as a consumer show partially, as well as being this trade-only event for the dive industry. And there's been a push, and you know, we hear this chatter. I've heard it many years, actually. There's a group of people that think the DEMA show should be opened up to the public so people could go there and see what we see year in and year out with all the new products and things like that. And, you know, it's really designed to be a display for, you know, dive retailers, for dive shops, so they know what to stock their store with every year. And the latest report on this is that they... at least for now, that discussion is over. They're not going to open it up to the public. It's going to remain a trade-only event, definitely for this year, and we'll have to see where that goes. But
you can understand why retailers wouldn't want it to be open.
Exactly.
Retailers want to have an opportunity to see the material, to decide what they're going to carry in their shops, and be able to sell it at their retail shop.
Right.
And if you go there and you get to meet the manufacturer... and you're an individual, you're going to come up with a way to get around the retailer, because the retailer has to charge more than than the manufacturer in order to make some money.
Exactly. So, you know, yeah, there's a side of this that it'd be cool for the general public to be able to see these displays and all the pomp and circumstance that goes along with the launch of a new BC regulator, you know, that kind of thing. But you're right. That is the problem. And it always has been a problem. And we'll have to see where that discussion goes. But for now... the issue is dead. It will be and remain a trade-only event. But, of course, you got Scuba Radio to take a peek behind the curtain, as we will every year. And we'll do that again in November and give you a little glimpse of what's coming your way at your local dive store. All right, hour two on deck. Big announcement with Explorer Ventures on how to save some money on your next liveaboard excursion. That's coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Matter of fact, you know what? I think I'm going to tweet this, too. Yeah, I'm going to tweet it. Here it comes, baby.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.